USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's attorney general sitting down with Jewish leaders in Brooklyn, New York, to discuss steps to address a dramatic rise in anti-Semitic incidents there and elsewhere in America. William Barr is saying that the country must send the message that there will be zero tolerance for such activity.
It strikes at the very core of what this country is about, and I've always felt it is particularly pernicious because it does target people based not only on their ethnicity, but also on their religious practice.
The Washington Post is suspending a political reporter over a tweet she made about the death of NBA star Kobe Bryant. Felicia Sunmez posted a link to a Daily Beast article about Bryant's past sexual assault case right after his death went public, and fans of the Lakers legend responded with immediate backlash. And this is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
President Trump's defense team will resume its opening arguments in its case today in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. It's likely they'll try to further discredit claims made by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who wrote that Trump did explicitly leverage military aid to Ukraine to try to force an investigation of his political rivals. There are reports that the Houston Astros are going to be naming Dusty Baker to be their next manager. It's possible a satellite crash could happen tomorrow night over Pittsburgh, PA. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 is going to come extremely close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967 as part of a science experiment. There's no threat to Earth in any case, but observers worry debris from the collision could pose a risk to other satellites. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we have to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims on their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.